Welcome to the MisfitsAudio.com presentation of The Little Match Girl, read by Jim Patton, produced by Misfits Audio Productions. For lots of family-friendly audio theater, join us online at MisfitsAudio.com. And now, the Misfit Audio production version of The Little Match Girl.
Little Maggie wanders up and down the street. The snow upon her yellow hair and the frost upon her feet. With a little box of matches she could not sell all day, and the thin, thin tattered mantle which the wind blows every way. The rows of large dark houses without look cold and drear, but within glad hearts are waiting for Christmas to appear. By the bright and cheerful firelight smile the father and the mother, while the children talk of presents and whisper to each other. But no one talks to Maggie, and no one hears her speak. No breath of little whisperers come warmly to her cheek. No little arms around her. Alas, that there should be, with so much happiness on earth, so much of misery. Little Maggie goes shivering on her way. There's no one looketh out at her. There's no one bids her stay. Her home is cold and desolate. No smile, no food, no fire. But sisters, clamorous for bread, and an impatient sire. She sits down in a corner where two great houses meet, and she curleth up beneath her for warmth her little feet. And she remembers the loved tales her mother used to tell, and the cradle song she sang when the summer twilight fell, of good men and of angels, and of the holy child who was cradled in a manger when winter was so wild. Colder it grows, and colder. But she does not feel it now for the pressure at her heart and the weight upon her brow. But she struck one little match on the wall, so cold and bare, that she might look around her and see if he was there. The single match was kindled, and by the light it threw, it seemed to little Maggie that the wall was rent in two. And she could see the room within, the room all warm and light, with the fire glow red and blazing and the tapers burning bright. And kindred there were gathered round the table richly spread, with heaps of goodly viands, red wine, and pleasant bread. She could smell the fragrant odor, and she could hear them talk and play. Then all was darkness once again. The match had burned away. She struck another hastily, and now she seemed to see, within the same warm chamber, a glorious Christmas tree. The branches all were laden down with things that children prize, bright gifts for boy and maiden. They showed before her eyes, and she almost seemed to touch them and to join the welcome shout. Then darkness fell around her, for the little match was out. Yet another, she's tried, they will not light. Then all her little store she took, and struck with all her might, and the whole place all round her was lighted with the glare. And lo, there hung a little child before her in the air. There were blood drips on his forehead, and a spear wound in his side. and cruel nail prints in his feet, and in his hands spread wide. And he looked upon her kindly, and she felt that he had known pain, hunger, cold, and sorrow still greater than her own. And he pointed to the laden board and to the Christmas tree, then up to the blue sky, and said, "Will Maggie come with me?" And she folded both her thin white hands and turned from that bright board and from the golden gifts and said, "With thee? With thee, O Lord?" The chilly winter morning breaks in the cold gray skies, on the city wrapped in vapor, on the spot where Maggie lies, in her scant and tattered garment, with her back against the wall. She sitteth cold and rigid. She answers not their call. Then they lifted her up carefully. They shuddered, as they said. It was a bitter, bitter night. The child is frozen dead. While angels sang their greeting to another saved from sin, men said, "It was a bitter night. Would no one let her in?"
No matter how rich or poor a person may be, there is, deep inside, a desire to trust and an equally strong feeling that they just can't. There's a belief that if people really knew what thoughts they entertained, they would be ashamed or embarrassed. No matter our background, we all struggle with insecurities and a desire to fit in. No matter our birthright, we wonder if we'll ever measure up. Perhaps this is why, when we see someone in need, we often feel a sense of pity because we believe they have not measured up. There is very little that separates any of us from the little match girl. It's possible that you've been where she was. Your experience may lead you to understand that a helping hand may just be the encouragement they need to hold on a little longer, believe a little stronger, and hope for a better day. In your town, county, or state, in your neighborhood, or perhaps just next door, there are those who are praying for a miracle this Christmas. Don't be surprised if you are their miracle. The good news is, you get to choose to be that miracle. This has been the Misfits audio presentation of The Little Match Girl, as written by Hans Christian Andersen, a work that exists in the public domain. The idea for this drama was developed by Jim Patton, who also read the story. James Smagata provided the final mix. Executive producer Captain John Tatterzak. As Charles Dickens once said, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another." This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2012, all rights reserved. For Misfits Audio, I'm Glenn Haskell. Merry Christmas.